This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A hostage in Gaza is rescued by Israel after 326 days of captivity. AP correspondent Joe Fetterman reports the rescued hostage, Qaid Farhan al-Qaidi, did speak afterwards.
Benjamin Netanyahu, after his rescue from his hospital bed, thanked the Israeli leader for rescuing him, but he also reminded him that many others remain behind in captivity.
Israeli forces found him underground alone in Gaza in a vast tunnel network, the first time since the October 7th attack that ignited the war. 52-year-old Israeli man was taken Tuesday to a hospital in Israel where members of his family gathered around his bedside in a joyful reunion. President Joe Biden's top Middle East advisor on Tuesday held talks in Doha with senior Qatari leaders on the efforts to complete a ceasefire and hostage deal between Israel and Hamas, as well as the Qatari prime minister's meeting this week with Iran's president. White House senior advisor Brett McGurk's talks with the prime minister and foreign affairs minister came after the prime minister's Monday visit to Tehran. U.N. nuclear watchdog chief Rafael Grossi said Russia's Kursk power plant is at risk of nuclear accident while a frontline battle rages in the region just 40 kilometers from the plant. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones.
Grossi, the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, gave his warning on Tuesday after an inspection.
When a plant is operating, the temperature is much higher, and if there was the case of an impact or something that could affect it, there would be serious consequences.
President Vladimir Putin accused Ukraine last week of trying to attack the Kursk plant. That's
Reuters' Fiona Jones reporting. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Iran's supreme leader opened the door on Tuesday to renewed negotiations with the United States over the country's rapidly advising nuclear program or advancing nuclear program, telling its civilian government that there was no harm in engaging with the enemy. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei's remarks set clear red lines for any talks taking place under the government of the reformist President Massoud, and renewed his warnings that Washington was not to be trusted. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports special counsel Jack Smith has now filed a new indictment in Donald Trump's January 6 case following last month's Supreme Court immunity ruling.
The indictment keeps the same criminal charges against Trump, but narrows the allegations against him, removing references to Trump's interactions with the Justice Department. The Supreme Court said last month that Trump is entitled to immunity for that conduct. Still, the indictment keeps the allegations that Trump tried to pressure then-Vice President Mike Pence to refuse to certify the electoral vote count. Chief Justice John Roberts wrote last month the interactions between the two men amounted to official conduct, for which Trump is at least presumptively immune from prosecution. Sagar Magani, Washington.
AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports on a deadly explosion at a Delta Airlines facility.
Two workers are dead and a third seriously injured after a tire explosion at a Delta Airlines maintenance facility near the Atlanta airport. The airline says it occurred while wheel components were being disassembled at a wheel and brake shop. The parts were not attached to a plane at the time. The Federal Occupational Safety and Health Administration has opened an investigation, and Delta says it's working with authorities to determine what happened. The cause has not been released. In a statement, the airline says the Delta family is heartbroken and has extended its full support to family and colleagues. I'm Ben Thomas.
Mexico's president told reporters Tuesday that he has put relations with the United States and Canada's embassies on pause after the two countries voiced concerns over proposed judicial overhaul that critics say could undermine the independence of the judiciary. President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador did not elaborate on what a pause could mean. It's not a term used in formal diplomatic codes, and Mexico's foreign ministry did not respond to an Associated Press request for a comment about what all that could entail. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.